For Abilene Public Radio and The Appetizer, you're listening to The Songwriter's Cookbook. Recipes, facts, and insights into the music of famous and up-and-coming artists. I'm D. Grant Smith. As Americans, we generally try to understand our own culture by looking within our borders. But often, we find out who we are through other avenues. For bluegrass Americana artist Abigail Washburn, the Far East spoke a language more akin to her heritage than any other.
I fell in love with Chinese culture in 1996 and have been going over there ever since. I've even lived there several times for 6 months or more. I worked there for a period of time. I thought my future was going to be living in China and doing something related to Sino-American legal issues, probably some kind of consultant. But after doing that pretty hardcore for about 6 years, I started asking myself questions about what it meant to be an American, and I was so in love with this other culture, this other people, this other language, China, Chinese, and I wanted to feel the same way about my own country. So when I came back to the States, after the third time living in China, I was looking, maybe subconsciously, I mean, I wasn't out there actually looking around, you know, with furrowed brow, but I was, in, you know, subconsciously looking for something about America and American culture that I could really attach to and be proud of, a reason I could be proud to be an American. And that's when I heard a LP of Doc Watson singing and playing Shady Grove and accompanying himself with the banjo. And I just thought that sound was so amazing. It struck me as a representation of truly the authenticity and the original nature of American music and what it means to be culturally American.
Her album, Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet, is a beautiful exploration and journey of discovery of not just a soul searcher, but a culture looking for who they are.
Absolutely. I would say all of my music is about... on some level, is about being a human in a continually globalizing world and what it means in terms of, you know, in this within this context of globalization, what it means to be human and how to maintain a sense of humanity that is intentional and beautiful. And my art is very much about trying to find that center in this crazy world and finding the soul of globalization that's good, that's truly good and righteous and something to grab onto and be a part of. I do believe that globalization is something that gives us a chance to understand the universal qualities of humanity and yet also gives us a chance to hold on to what we think is truly beautiful and wonderful about where we come from. But we have to do that by choice, with willpower, with intention. Otherwise, things can happen in the midst of globalization that are based on human knee-jerk reactions to change. And I would rather see us sculpting our future rather than simply reacting to wider forces that, in my opinion, tend to fall towards the more empty and void sides of Western capitalism.
The album features many passionate love songs. However, some are in a language most Americans know little about nor speak.
Tayam Phulai is a folk song from Western Tuan Province that everybody, well, almost everybody who speaks Mandarin Chinese knows. It's in the Chinese conscience, you know. So it's a great tune that we wrote because we knew we'd be touring China, and because I learned that song from of an old lady that I knew in Sichuan province. So there were a lot of reasons to want to do it. And the actual words mean sun has come out and we are so happy. And the implication in the lyrics is that because we've got a job and, you know, our lives are good when the sun comes out. So it's a neat song, and it was used a lot during the Cultural Revolution and just throughout all of modern and contemporary Chinese history. So it's fun to sing in front of a Chinese audience because people always sing along. And I loved doing the track on the album because Casey, Ben, and Bela turned into this Chinese chamber sound of sorts. Like, you know, Bela was kind of like the peepa going back and forth on his strings madly, and Casey became sort of an Arhu-like character that, you know, used only strings as opposed to all of them, because the arhu is so limited in that sense. And Ben was bringing up the bottom like a dahu, which is the big arhu. Journey Home, Guifu, is the Mandarin words basically are, I wrote this with a good friend of mine, Jingli Jerka in Nashville, who's a wonderful poet from Hangzhou in eastern China, and I was just so lucky to meet her when I moved to Nashville, and we've ended up writing a bunch of songs together on Song of the Traveling Daughter, as well as Abigail Washburn's Spirit Quartet. And this song, Journey Home, the words are 日出日磨 That means the sun rises and sets, the moon waxes and wanes. But without you, I don't know my true home. The peaks are so high and the valleys so deep. But without you, I don't know my true path. It's a love song of the most profound sort. It's about where our origination, our true home.
Of all the instruments to play, she chose the banjo because...
When I heard a LP of Doc Watson singing and playing Shady Grove and accompanying himself with the banjo, and I just thought that sound was so amazing. It struck me as a truly primitive, a representation of truly the authenticity and the original nature of American music and what it means to be culturally American. I mean, Doc Watson to me symbolized the coming together of the sounds of the banjo that was brought over with Africans from West Africa, the melodies of the fiddle tunes that were brought from Western Ireland, from Ireland, Scotland, and other parts of Western Europe, and it was all there in Appalachia mixing up, and over hundreds of years, it became the sound that Doc Watson was playing and singing on his banjo and still does today. And I had to go out and buy a banjo. I had no plans of being a professional musician, much less getting to play with the likes of someone like Bela Fleck. But as life has just unfolded for me, I've gotten to explore being a professional musician, which has just been a phenomenal experience.
For more information about Abby, check out abigailwashburn.com. For Abilene Public Radio and The Appetizer, I'm D. Grant Smith on The Songwriter's Cookbook.